You know, it's amazing these days with the podcasting that's been so successful for us and having the internet that you never know. I mean, we get calls and contacts from people all over the world asking questions. And Joe, I think it's very, very interesting what you were sharing with us. I think it was last week on the show where you contacted your son. I might step back and say that Joe has a son and a daughter, and they have led quite the adventurous life and being able to travel and live all over the world in different places. Great experiences there. But Joe, I understand you talked to Chris the other day in Moscow. You're checking up on him to make sure he was doing okay. Right. What was he doing when you called?
Yeah, my son Christopher has been living in Moscow for quite a while, studying and working. And I called him and he said, "Hey, Dad, guess what I'm doing?" And I'm like, "I don't know. What? Guess what I'm listening to?" I had no idea. He was listening to Today's Homeowner in Moscow. Oh. So isn't that guy? He said he loves the advice Danny gives all the time.
Yeah.
Like, hey, wait a minute.
What about me? I know it. Well, we're so happy, and I thought it would be so cool, a great idea to have Chris on with us right now from Moscow, Russia. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on. Like my dad said, I'm a big fan. I mean, I know it's easy to say, considering my dad's on, but I think like many people listening, I find it very comforting. I really do.
Good.
Well, you know, when we started talking about it, I mean, first of all, it's so neat and amazing these days of how you can, you know, get online and you can really explore a lot of things. And I'm sure you get homesick from time to time. So hearing some familiar voices is always good. But I'll tell you what I think our listeners would find intriguing is just a little bit of comparison. I mean, when you think of Moscow, if you haven't been there, I haven't been there. You just have this, I guess, this vision of these old buildings and these different things there. But what are some of the things, I mean, because you move from a wonderful rural setting there in Roxbury, Connecticut, to Moscow. What's different about it?
Well, just about everything, as you might imagine. It's a city of about 12 million people, so that alone is shocking, first come, just the expanse of it. I'd say, like a lot of winter cities in Northern America, there's kind of two seasons, like construction and winter. not that the weather has finally gotten nice. Basically, all the sidewalks are getting redone, and, you know, there's a lot of work being done now that it's finally warm enough to work. It's a beautiful city. It's really big, wide streets, and it's gorgeous, and it's definitely a modern city. I mean, it doesn't feel like some, old, antiquated place.
Yeah, Chris, my wife Marla and I were thrilled to be able to visit Chris in Moscow. Actually, we spent Thanksgiving with you in Moscow years ago. And it is quite an amazing city. I've traveled quite a bit, and I've never seen a place quite like Moscow. But Chris, now, you know, here we deal with callers who always have questions about their homes, and they go to Home Depot and they're looking for something. Is there anything equivalent to that in Moscow, or at least in Russia, like outside of Moscow? Have you been to any either hardware stores or home centers like a Home Depot kind of thing? Do you see people walking around with lumber and sheetrock and that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, they have OBI, which is it's actually a European chain. They have that in Italy also. And that's functionally basically the same as a Home Depot. And then they also have a place called Merlin that's like something between a Home Depot and a Walmart. It's like a huge, huge store that just sells like just about everything you could possibly imagine. And they have a lot of home goods as well and stuff you'd need for doing work on the house.
Well, yeah. Chris, when we last spoke, Christopher, the thing about Moscow is it's a super efficient city. I mean, the Russians are very serious about everything. And I love that, you know, because everything's super efficient. Everything runs. There's the subway system, the metro is amazing. A train runs like every 90 seconds, I think it is, Chris. And I lived in New York City, so I know what that's about. But tell Danny and our audience about the escalators.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, all the metro, I mean, Moscow has a river running through it, but it's not close to the water or anything, so it's pretty much just sitting on bedrock. And all the metros dug super, especially in the center, are dug super, super deep underground. In like D.C., that's true as well, but typically you'll have like a run of escalator and then a little landing and then another run or a turn and then another run. But here they just have one escalator straight shot all the way down. And the stairs are numbered, I guess, for repairs or whatever they need to do. And I finally saw the last step, and it was something like 550 steps. So at any time, there's like almost a stair continuous run. Yeah, it's really stunning. The first time you walk in.
Yeah, I think they built them to be bomb shelters. That's why they're so deep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Chris, this has been real interesting. I'm glad you were able to peel yourself away from the hard studying that you do each and every day so, to be with us. But thanks so much for being with us, and we certainly we'll have to do this again. It's a lot of fun and great to hear your voice, and take care and best of luck to you on everything there.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show, and like I said, I'm a big fan, so I'll be listening to you again.
All right. That sounds great.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Truini from Moscow, Russia. We don't do that every week. And like I say, you never know what's going to pop up here on today's Homeowner.